We are on Daf, Lamed Daled, Amed Aleph. Around the 8 lines from the bottom. Bereisuke, the mitzvah sasei shazman gome. We had heard in the Mishnah that Noshim are potter from the mitzvah sasei shazman gome. So the Gemara asks, "V'reisuke the mitzvah sasei shazman grome d'chsiv basukeis teishvu shibesh yomim." In time the kosav rachmona ha'ezroch lohitzias anoshim, we have a special pasuk ha'ezroch to be memayit noshim olav hochi, but without this extra word of ha'ezroch, noshim chayoves. So the shaila is, since mitzvah sukkah is a mitzvah sasei shazman grome, so they're potel without a new drosha of ha'ezroch. So why do you need ha'ezroch? Amar Rabbaye, itzterech. Salke daitach amina, without this ha'ezroch, I would think, hoyol d'chsiv basukes teishvu. So the chiyuv is teishvu ke'ein toduru. That the mitzvah yeshiva should be like diras kolashone, ma dira ish ve'ishtoi, just like a dira is the ishas together with the ish. Afsuke ish ve'ishtoi. So I would think here, since the chiyev is dira, so I would think that noshim amachuyev mitzad. The tzur of dire, it should have a tzur of dire. So that is why I need a miut, that even though there are dinim of taduro, but it does not come to include yeshiva's notion. That is why you need ha'ezroch. V'rava omar, and Rava said, it's terech. Another reason why you need ha'ezroch. Sal kedaitach hamina neilef chamisha osor mechaga matzis. I would think we learn that exerishove tesvov tesvov mechaga matzis. Mala halon, just like by matzah, noshim chayoves, even though it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grome. Afkan noshim chayoves, so I would say here also noshim achayev, of the exerishove. So that's why you need her ezroch to be megala. We do not learn out from this gzeirah shove achiyuv anoshim. Let us see Rashi. Her ezroch lohitzias anoshim bereisehi b'mesech esukim. Itzrech lemu'ute behedye. There's a reason why we need a miut. Ma lahalon noshim chayoves v'achilas matzalai lo rishoinom. So I would think that here also Noshim would be Mechuyiv al Kaponim Laila Rishayna. Zog Taisvis, Salke Daita Chamina, Nelev Tesvov Tesvov Mechaga Matzis. Ma Laholon Noshim Chayobis. So Rashi before, Perish Bekuntres, Rashi said, how do we take and know that Noshim Achayiv and Achilas Matzis? Because it says, Leisaychel Olav Chomet, Shivas Yom Teichel Olav Matzis. So we learn, Kol Sheyeshnai Bebao Teichel Chomet, Yeshnai Bekum Achel Matzis. So we have a Hekish Achilas Matzim to Yisar Achilas Chomet, and whoever is not permitted to eat Chomet is Mutal Olav to eat Matzim. The Imtaima. So Taisus asks, Lamai itzterech b'matzeh, why do we need this limud by matzeh, the chol sheyeshnoi b'bal teichel? V'loimar denoshim chayoves b'matzeh, b'lav ochi nami yode'inon shanoshim chayoves b'matzeh. Without this limud, I could also figure out anoshim achayev b'matzeh, the ipturais, if noshim apotel, lama li ha'ezroch lohitzi es hanoshim. This was Rav's teretz. Rav said the only reason you need ha'ezroch is to tell us I don't make exeri shove for matzah. The gabi ksuke pshita de pturetz, the mitzvah says shazman gromei. So the only reason I need the Ezra is to say I don't learn out from matzah. Now, if by matzah, Noshim are also potter, so then we're back with the kasha. So why do you need a Ezra? And the Teretz, Rav's Teretz is they only need a Ezra not to learn out from matzah. Elish mamino. So from her Ezra is Eiskishpout, the Noshim chayoves be matzah. Allah Yitzchak Ezrach Gabi Sukkah Lahoitzias Anoshim Blei Nelev Tazvov Tazvov Michaga Matzis Vim Kein Lomali Taima Dachol Sheyeshnoim. That means after a Rav's Teretz that the only reason they need a Ezrach is not to learn out Achir from Matzah, so we see from her Ezrach that by Matzah they're Mechuyiv. So I don't need this new limud of the Hekish of Chometz to Matzah. So Rav Moshe Mutschitzich, he doesn't understand Tosfos Kasha. He says, the Gemara asks a Kasha, that means without any Limudim, Noshim Apota from Matzah, Tzimtzesesh Shezman Grome, Noshim Apota from Sukkah. And the Gemara asked Akasha, since Noshim are potter from mitzvah asay shez mangrome, so why do you need her ezrach? That's the kasha. That's a good kasha. Since the potter, why do you need her ezrach? But randomly to say, well, since this kasha is, so therefore I will say that the chayev by matzah, there's no difference between matzah and sukkah and any other mitzvah asay shez mangrome. But to enter this kasha, I'll say, well, since it says Ezra is a very good kasha, so I'll randomly say that the chayiv b'matzah. Why the chayiv b'matzah? I don't have any reason to say why the chayiv b'matzah, because without a leva teretz on my kasha. I mean, what right do I have to say that noshim achayiv b'matzah? Because I have a problem. That's true. I have a problem. But stamazai to solve the problem by saying, well, so we'll say that noshim achayim b'matzah, and then we have a teretz in the kasha. But where do we see such a thing? He doesn't understand the taisvus. Aber al kaponim, taisvus somehow had such a kasha. V'yesh loima. So taisvus says, al kochach itzterech letayme dechol sheyeshnei. We need this hekish. The Eloi de Chazine Minei de Noshim Chayovis Bematzah. Have Amina, so then I would say if I can, Noshim Apota for Matzah. And what does her Ezrach come to tell us? Have Amina, Ezrach Osel Ribuyei Noshim, that they're Chayim Besukim. That's what I would say. I have an extra word, her Ezrach. So I would say that her Ezrach is coming l'rabois noshim that the chayv b'mitzvah sukkah. The lemu'uti la'itzarech. To be memayit, I don't need a miyut. The mitzvah says it shaz man gromu. So memayle, so then, if I would not have a limud by matzah that noshim achayiv, I would say that her Ezrach is coming to tell us that I would say matzah noshim apota, because it's a mitzvah seser shaz mangrome, and Ezra is coming to tell us that noshim achayiv b'sukkah. Avol hashte dechazin in dechayoves b'matzah, but now that I see that noshim achayiv b'matzah al tehekish techomets, mikol sheyeshne b'mal teichol chomets, im kein al kolchach ezrach l'mutu yosod. Now, al kolchach, I know that the Ezra is coming to tell us that noshim apota from sukkah, dile rabois lo yitzterich. Now I don't need a posik le rabois, the mixeri shavet tesvov tesvov nafke, to tell us that noshim achayiv besukkah, this I can figure out from the mixeri shavet. So now I say that Ezrach is coming le miyute. But if I wouldn't have the hekish of matzah, I would say that the Ezrach is coming to le rabois that noshim achayiv besukkah. Zogte Gemara weiter. Vahareirie. The Gemara is again asking a kash. The Mishnah says that Noshim apota from all mitzvahs asay shaz man gromet. Vahareirie. The mitzvah lirois. The mitzvah to bring an oilas riyah. the mitzvah sasei shazman grome, the time of the kosa of Rachman is zechucha lohitzi anoshim. And there's a special miut that patos noshim miriye, mikob miriye. Olav hochi noshim chayovitz. So why do you need a miut? It's the potter because it's mitzvah sasei shazman grome. So the Gemara says, itzterech, you need this miut. Salkedaitach amine neilef riye riye mehakel. I would say, this Exeris Shove, it says Lirois by Rie. It says Lirois by the mitzvah of Hakel. And by the mitzvah of Hakel, Noshim are Mechuyev. So I would say that Noshim are Mechuyev by the mitzvah says of Rie also. So that's why it says Zechucho, that we should not learn out this Exeris Shove, Lechayev Noshim b'Rie. Let us see Rashi. Rie mitzvahs esehi yeroe chol zechucha. Rie rie mehakel dechsiv bei bevoi kol Yisrael livois. Bohosam noshim chayovis dechsiv ha-noshim ba-ha-noshim ba-ha-taf. So that is why. So that was the Gemara's kashem. Why do you need the meat? So the Gemara says, because without the meat, I'd learn the gzeire shove rie from hakel. Now, we had learned before that how do we know this yesod that noshim are potter mi mitzvah sasei shazman grome? We make a mamotzinu from tefillin. Tefillin is hukish le Talmud Torah. Just like noshim are potter from Talmud Torah, vaydatob levonecha v'loy levneisecha, so they're also potter from tefillin. And tefillin is a mitzvah sasei shazman grome, not noig b'shabos es yomim toivim. So memele, so we have one case that a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah sasei shazman grome and noshim apota. So we learn out from tefillin amamotzinu that every mitzvah sasei shazman grome noshim achayev apota dum yedit tefillin. Frag de Gemore, ba de Yalfinen mit Tfilin lefture, neilef misimcha lechiyuvo. It says, samachto ato uveisecho. Peisoi zo ishtoi. So there it's also, the simchis achag is also a mitzvah sasei shazman grome. And then noshim achayiv. So, how do you know to learn out kol ha-teire kule, likule from tefillin, and to say that noshim apoto by every mitzvah sasei shazman grome dum yede tefillin? Let's learn out kol ha-teire kule from simche, and say that noshim achayiv by a mitzvah sasei shazman grome. That's the Gemara's kasha. Omar Abaye. So Abaye said, isha bailo misamcha. I have news for you. There's no chiyuv simcha aloisha. She's taking potter from simcha. Because it's a mitzvah sasei shazman grome. That says, ato veisecho, it's a chiyuv al bailo lesamcha. That's his chiyuv. But it's, there's no chiyuv on the isha mitzadatzmoi, of a mitzvah simcha bechak. Frag the Gemara, fine. So, by Isha, you could say the chiv is al bailo. Al mone ma'ika lemeime. This mitzvah simcha by al mone also, ager, yosem, al mone. Now, over there, so there would seem that there's a mitzvah simcha anoshim. Here you can't say bailo misamcha, ma'ika lemeime. So the Gemara answers, bishiruya etzloi. The posik, there we're speaking about an almone who is an aniya, and she's staying by someone who's being metapul b'tzorcheo. So this almone, he's mechuyev l'samcha, but again, it's not her chiyuv. She's potter from simchiv because it's a mitzvah shazman grome, but it's a chiyuv on misha shruya etzloi l'samcha. Let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi, V'yad pa'ad yalfinon mitfilon lepture, amasnisen porich, an our Mishnah. The Goma, our Mishnah learns out, kol mitzvah sasei shazman grome, mitfilon lifter as hanoshim bebinyanov the mamotzinu betfilin. We learn now, just like tefillin is mitzvah sasei shas man gromer, so all mitzvah sasei shas man gromer noshim apturis. Neilef binyan of bememetzinu misimche. She mitzvah sasei shas man gromer venoshim chayoves. So the Gemara answers, no, there's no chiyiv simcha noshim baila misamcha. Ein choyvas hasimcha tluya bo. Not that she's mechuyiv besimcha. Ella al baila she yisam chena koribei v'simachta. Not v'somachta. So it's a chiv on him to be misameyecha. So it's his chiv, not her chiv. Al mone ma'ika l'meime, o ksiv bo simche, t'ksiv v'hager v'yosem al mone. So the Gemara answered, v'shruya etzloi. Loi nitztavesi. There's no chiv on the almone. Elabaniya akosov medaba. The posik is speaking about an almone who is an aniya. An almone that's not aniya is gonish, so there's no chiv simcha whatsoever. No, we're speaking about an aniya. The nitztave mi shehi shvuya etzloi lisamcha misheloi. That's his chiv. It's mi mitzvah tzedoke, mi lesa tzedoke. B'machol, u'mishte, u'klipishton. So that's pshat. But Emerson, so we do not find that noshim achayovim b'mitzvah sese shalz man grome by the mitzvah of simcha. The mitzvah of simcha, they're not mechuyiv. This is a chiyuv. Baylo misamcha, or mishe shruya etzloi misamcha. Let us see Tosfos. Isha baylo misamcha. Perish bekuntres. Ein choyves hasimcha bo. Rashi says, there's no choyve of simcha on her. Ela al baylo she yisamcheno. There's a chiyev, the baal has to be misameyecha. Al mone mayika lameima. Perish dechsiv bo simcha, dechsiv alevi, vager, vayosem, valmone. Umishane bishruye etzloi. Kloima. Loi nitztavisi. It does not mean that she's mitzuve to be besimcha. Ela ba'aniya hakosov medaba. Here we're speaking about an almona aniya, with there are chiyuvei tzedoke. Shenischayev mi shehi sheruya etzloi, lesamcha misheloi, b'machol u'b'mishte u'klipishta. Ad kan l'shoin. That's Rashi. V'koshe l'rabbeinu tam. Dahainu bizman she'ein beis amigdosh kayim ki demuchach ba'arve psochim. Now the moshul that Rashi says how he's misameyachar b'machol b'mishta kli pishton, so the Ben Etam asks, this is bizman she'ein beis amigdosh kayim, so we do not have the true kiyam of simcha, the ultimate kiyam of simcha. So then, this is how we misameyach, ki demuchach ba'arvei psochim, dekama anoshim b'roi lohem, v'yayim, bizman shein beis amigdash kayim. So the oifen of simcha by anoshim is, shtiyis yayim, v'noshim b'roi lohem, b'bigdei tzivoynim, v'ahu milse loy metuk me'elo bizman she'ein beis amigdash kayim. K'de omar hosom, the bizman hazeh ein simcha elo b'yayin. Avo bizman she'beis amigdash kayim ein simcha elo b'boso. She'nema natsam azoi boso, v'zobachto shlomim, v'ochalto shom, v'somachto. So the chiyuv is of besar shlomim. So the Marit asks, so what is Tosfos happening with Rashi? The bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim, the mitzvah simcha is, you can't have an ultimate simcha of achila shlomim b'samachta. So there's a smaller daga of simcha. So Rashi is speaking about bizman hazeh, bizman habayis. The different life. What did Rashi say so wrong? So Rashi speaking about Bizman is that Bizman Abayis. It's different. So it's different. I mean, what is bothering Tosfos? So the Marit says that Tosfos understood from Rashi that Rashi is Stamazay talking Rashi held that the Gemara wants to say that there's no mitzvah of Simcha Noshim. So Rashi is saying, because the mitzvah is L'samcha Bebigdei Tzeboinim. He says, just like by, for example, by Tzedakah. He says, by Tzedakah, there's a mitzvah on the Osher to give Tzedakah to another man. The poor person, when he gets the tzedakah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. He's not mekayim any mitzvah whatsoever. It's my chiyuv to give him. If he wants to take it, good. If he doesn't want to take it, it's also good. But I'll kopon him, I have a chiyuv to give him what's missing by him. He doesn't have any mitzvah whatsoever. That is why Rashi learned pshat, that what the Gemara says, bailam esamcha, sheshlui etzloi. That's a Rashi was, well, didn't some as I mentioned, Rashi said, because it's his mitzvah, I have to see that my wife is happy, I have to see that Talmud is happy. That's my mitzvah, she is no mitzvah whatsoever. So you can't ask a kasha, oh, no shim achayiv a mitzvah sese, shazman grom. They're not making any mitzvah whatsoever. But if we will say that there's a mitzvah of achila shlomim, now she's making the mitzvah. V'chalt v'nei Hashem alekecha v'samachta, maybe he's footing the bill, but she's being mekayim a mitzvah. And if there is such a din that she should eat shlomim, so I see that Isha is chayv in the mitzvah says she has man drama. That's why Rashi Bedavke said, we're speaking about a different chayv simcha. In fact, Tachtais is unschuldig. This chayv simcha is only after Chuban Abayis, but the mitzvah of simcha is noi gafilu mizman Abayis also. And there it is, a different surin ganzen. That is pshat. That's how the Maritz is pshat in Tosfos. And all these kashas we'll see later, the Tosfos is going to ask on Rashi. Va'oit, the mashma mitoich loshen akontres. If Rashi is magdir, the mitzvah simcha is in these inyonim of bigdei tzevoinim, she'enei chayv la'loise l'yishalayim al'achila shalmei simcha. That means all have to see that she's happy, and new dress, she's happy. Baruch Hashem. Miu b'meseches chagiga le'mashma ochi. Dekom ha'hosom ben she'enei tzorech le'imoy chayv la'halois Oilas Riya Laharabais. That place mentions Oilas Riya because Hakol Chayovim Bariya, so Rashi learns there. Mitzvahs Riya, Taisus learns to speak that also. Akol Ben Riya and Oilas Riya. So it says that when is one Mechuyev to bring his son to the Beis HaMikdash for Mitzvahs Riya, for Akol Ben Riya? If it's Ein Eitzorach Le'imoy, is chayv lahal esayresli lahar abayis. Mimtzorech leimoy einei chayv. Now, the Mishnah is speaking about the journey from Yerushalayim to the har abayis. So if he doesn't need the mother, the father takes him. Lirois. If he needs his mother, the father is potter. But the Mishnah is speaking about from Yerushalayim to the har abayis. O Porich, fragt die Gemorre, Ate Idno Man Asye, but who brought him to Yerushalayim? The Mishnah is starting in the middle of a story. They were not speaking about the people who live in Yerushalayim, but speaking they came from all over Eretz Yisrael. And now he says, if it's Eitzach Limay, the father should take him up from Yerushalayim. But who brings them to Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, come up by At, Ochidave, Ime, the Mechaive, Besimchos. That's no problem. Till Yerushalayim, the mother brought him, because she's mechuyev b'simcha, she's mechuyev in shalmei simcha, so she has to come to Yerushalayim. So till Yerushalayim, she was metapo with him, from Yerushalayim, and the har abayis, then we have no, but tzorch limay, ain't tzorch limay. So the Gemara says, klo, the imei the mechayve b'simcha asye, according to Rashi, she's chayav b'simcha. She doesn't have to go to Yerushalayim. She's home with the new dress, and very happy about it. That's v'oidi simchas b'chli. First of all, the mechayve b'simcha. Then v'oidi simcha b'chli pishtan zeh yechayla lasis b'beisa. V'oitanya b'teisefte sholosh mitzvahs nitztavu yisoyl. The three mitzvahs, Riyah, Chagige, Simcha. And now the Tosefta says the chumras that each mitzvah possesses. Yesh b'riyah she'ein b'shneim, she'kula la'shamayim. Riyah is an oilis riyah, it's kolol. V'yesh b'chagige ma'she'ein b'shneim, she'kein neheges lifnei hadibo. V'yesh b'simcha she'ein b'shneim, she'asimcha neheges b'isha b'isha. Alma beguf hakobim koma. We're talking about these three kobones. Oilas riyah, kobim chagige, shalmei simche. Umafarish rabbeinu tam, isha vaylo mesamcha, vishalmei simcha shaloi. Sheachoiva muteles al vaylo. That means, there's a mitzvah on her to eat shalmei simche. That what it says, Bailo Misamcha, but the husband foots the bill. That means it's a chiv on her to eat, okay? But he foots the bill. Uba almone, there's a chiv on the almone to eat Shalmei Simcha. Al sheshruya etzloi. Forget if she's an aniya, so the one that is metapel b'tzolcheh is to make sure that she eats Shalmei Simcha. So the Rabbeinu Tam is saying, not like Rashi, that the Simcha noshim are mechuyiv. Now he foots the bill. So it's a bissel schwer. So they are mechuyi v'mitzvah sasei shazman gom. Amli gufe loy mechai v'lasu yeshal meisimchem. So the Marit explains, that means like this. What if there's no baal? If she's not in the niyah. So napshat is, it's my chiyiv, no, he pays for my chiyiv. The proof of the pudding is when there's no baal. So good. So then she's potter. Then she's potter. So Memele, so the whole, there's a chiv on the Baal to see that his wife should have an ultimate simcha of eating shalmei simcha. And that's like a mitzvah. He's mechuyiv to see that she should have, agavucha, there's a moiridike, shagisariya. The shagisariya says the mitzvah of simcha bechag is very inclusive. That means any simcha that a person could have, there's a mitzvah to have it, b'samachta b'chagecha. That what we have, shalmei simcha, is telling us that if one can have the ultimate simcha, we can't imagine what the hergeshim of a person was when he ate shalmei simcha. It wasn't stamazay a piece of meat. It was shalmei simcha. There was the person after the achila was margisha meyudik erus nizdik simcha. If you have this, so you mechuyev shalmei simcha also. Al kaponim michiyuv habal al ishtoi or michiyuv tzedoke. I'm mechuyev to see that these people should have that simcha. That's my chiyuv. But if there is no mechayev over here, mitzidom they're potev from simcha. They're potev from simcha take. Als husband is mechuyev v'simach asishtoi. That's his chiyev. But to see that she should have this ultimate simcha. But it's not cool that she's chayev and it's a seser shazman gome. Even though when she eats it, she has a kiyama mitzvah and does. But she's not mechuyev in this mitzvah. It's the baal chiyev or the one who is metabu b'tzolchi yanim. Zag te gemore weiter. V'neilev mehakel. So the Gemara says, so fine. So we just said now, tefillin is a mitzvah seser shazman grome, and noshim are potter. Gemara said, let's learn out from simche, the noshim are chayv. Gemara says, no, noshim are not chayv b'simche. Frek the Gemara, v'neilev mehakel. But the mitzvah of hakel noshim achayev, and it's mitzvah seser shezman grome. So let's learn out from hakel. The kol atayre kule. I have here one mitzvah seser shezman grome that noshim apot. I have one mitzvah seser shezman grome that noshim achayev hakel. So now I want to learn out Kol HaTeire Kula. So let's learn out from Hakel Chumre Yalfina. So the Gemara says, Mishum Dahave, if you could learn out from Hakel Kol HaTeire Kula, so then we have a problem, why did the Torah have to write Matzah that Noshim Achayit? So since the Torah, the right matzah is a raya that you can't learn out from Hakel, and the only reason the chayiv and matzah because the Torah wrote a special limud by matzah, so that's why we can't learn out from Hakel and matzah, so therefore we learn out from tefillin. So you're telling me that since there are two psukim which tell us that noshim achayi by mitzvah sese shazman grome, so I say, so that's coming with the UK. Here, yes, and all over, no. Like the Gemara, you have the same problem by mitzvahs, by the psukim which tell us the ptur of noshim. Ihochi tfilin veriye. It says by tefillin der potter, it's a kishta talmud teire. By ri it says der potter, because it says chulcha, is namik shnei ksuvim aboim keachot, ve'ein melamdin. So memele, so how do you know to learn out from tefillin? So the Gemara says tzrichi. Now over there, you need both psukim. So memele, that doesn't fall into the category of shnei ksuvim aboim keachot. Shnei ksuvim aboim keachot means if there's no need for the second pasuk, and the Torah wrote it, so that's balegalos that you cannot learn out from the first pasuk. In dafke here, it has the same halacha, but all over not. But by tefillin and riyah, you need both pasukim. The ikos of rachmona tefillin will only say tefillin, bleikos of riyah, havamina neilaf riyah mehakel. I would think we have a gzeres shove of riyah mehakel. So I think we would say that noshem achayiv beriyah, just like the chayiv b'hakel. So you'd have to tell us a pasuk zechulcha that noshem apota from riyah. Aye, so let it just say riyah alone. Because of rachmon riyah, because of tefillin, havamina akish tefillin lemezuzah. I would think we should be, there is a hekish also of tefillin lemezuzah. So maybe I'd be makish tefillin lemezuzah lechumre, and I would say, just like mezuzah, they're chayiv, tefillin, they're also chayiv. So memele, even though it's a mitzvah sese shehazman grome, but I have a hekish. So therefore the Torah had to tell us a limud, we're makish tefillin to Talmud Torah, and to Parshias is the hekish of tefillin to Talmud Torah. So memele, so that's why I need these two akashim to tell us that we're not makish tefillin lemezuzah. So al kaponim, I need both psukim by tzai by tefillin and tzai by riyah legufam. So it's not called shnei ksuvim aboim kech. Frek the gemore ihochi matze vahakel nami tzrichi. Oh, so you're telling me if each pasuk is needed, so then it doesn't fall into the category of Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Ke'echot. So Ibezoi, you told me there's Shnei Ksuvim Aboim Ke'echot that tafke here, the Mechuyiv, and all over not. No, I'm sorry. I need these two psukim to tell me that they're Chayiv. L'may Tzrichi. So the Gemara says like this. Bishloi mikosav achmona hakel, b'loi kosav matzeh, Hava mina neilef chamisha osa mechaga sukkis. If we wouldn't say matzah, so then I would think you don't learn out from hakel. No, you because I have a mamotzina from hakel because I have a gzeres shavet to matzah. But I have a gzeres shavet matzah to sukkah. Just like by sukkah they're potter outza ezra, who then by matzah they're also potter. So that is why the Torah had to tell us that matzah is mechuyiv with the hekish to chametz. Elo nichtev rachmone matzah, but this is the kash. Let the pasuk tell us matzah. V'loi boi hakel. And I don't need the pasuk of hakel. I would know I could figure out alone that Hakel is Chayiv. Now, the Gemara interjects now Psanus Svare, why Hakel is Miyuta. We'll see in Taisvis. But Ana Amina, the Gemara says as follows, that I would know that Noshim Achayiv Bahakel. I'll make a Kalvachayma from Taf. Tfeilim Chayovim. Noshim Leikoshke. If Taf is Chayiv, so Noshim Abadigibish should be Chayiv. So why did the Torah have to tell us Hakel, Anoshim, Noshim, V'Taf? Why did the Pasuk have to tell us that Noshim Achayiv by Hakel? I could figure out that Achayiv by Hakel from the Skalvachemer of Taf. And since the Torah told us that Noshim Achayiv, so it's not coming Ligufei to tell me Chayiv, because Chayiv I know Sai Besai, it's coming Lemiyutei. That Tafke here Noshim Achayiv b'mitzvahs Ese Shazman Gome, and not all over. Hilkach Havelu Beis Ksub Maboim Ke'echod Be'ein Melam. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Yochid Filim V'riyanami Nehevi Shnei Ksub Maboim Ke'echod Be'echi Yalfes Mitfilim. Liftoir, how can you learn out from Tvilin? You say you make a mamatzini from Tvilin. Aksiv pture, bein be Tvilin, this kishlo talmud teure, that's the pture, bein beriye, the aksiv schul chaloitzias and noshim. So the Gemara says there, it's not shnei ksuvim. Tzrichi lamichta pture betavayu, dloi gemiri me'adodi. I can't learn out one from the other. Ilkach, so it has to tell us both. Ilkach lav lem meimre, de ein lem melamdim ichte betavayu. The reason why he psukim by both is not to tell us ein melamdim dafke here nor over not. Mushim d'lehavi gom achad mechavri k'de meforish v'osam. Dikos avachmon neptura denoshim betvilin v'loi kosa b'riye havamine neilef riye riye mehakel. L'chai v'sanoshim. So that's why I need a posik by riye. And if it would say by riye, I would think tefillin you learn out from mezuzah. Yochi matze v'hakel na mitzriche. So this the same cheshbin I can use by matze v'hakel. V'lav shnei ksum abom ke'echod nino. V'nei lev shal mitzvah sasei minayu l'chiyuve. L'may tzriche tabayu, al achad minayu nichte, v'nig meidach minayim kol shal mitzvah sasei. V'shlam yabe kosev chiyuve b'hakel. So that's why I need a special posik by matzim. So why do you need a posik by hakel? So the Gemara says, "V'ano amina tfeilim chayom d'chsiv v'ataf." Yeah. Let us see Taisvis. Because of Riyah, because of Tvilin, Ein Ratzoloyme de Lelicht of Tvilin Klau, it shouldn't say the mitzvah Tvilin, it's the Rech Lichkosek. Elachikam Lelicht of Tvilin Akesha de Tvilin Talmud Torah. I don't need this meal. Bloiboy Hakel, Perish Lelicht of Chiyuv de Noshim Gabi Hakel, a mitzvah Hakel, boy Lelichtov. Have a mine neilef riyeh mehakel. So the Gemara says, if it wouldn't have said the miut by riyeh, I would learn out from hakel. But just like b'hakel v'chayiv, they also have them amrinen matze v'hakel avishnei ksuvim haboim ke'echot ve'ein melamde. We just said that. That these are two mitzvahs, asay shazman grome that noshim achayiv, and shneksum bakech means dafke here and not any other place. So how would I think you can learn out riyah from hakel? And I would think riyah is also chayiv dum yidahakel. Hakel learn out from hakel. Hakel and matzah are shneksum maboim kech. This klal that Shneksuvim Aboim Ke'echot Ein Melamdim is only you can learn out with a Mamatzinu. I have a Gilui Hakra that you can learn out from a Mamatzinu, because if a Mamatzinu would work, why do you need both Psukim? But with a Gzeira Shav, I would learn out. So that's why you need a special Pasuk Bariya to tell me their Potter. Ve'im Toime, Vano Amino, Tfeilim, Chayovim, Noshim, Leikoshkin. So the Gemara says now that the pasuk by Hakel is miyutah to tell me that they're mechuyev. Because I can figure out from Taf, if Taf is mechuyev, I'm about to give this notion. Vim Taima, so Tosfos asks, Lomali, hi Kal Vachayma. All of a sudden the Gemara jumps to a Kal Vachayma. I could learn out the chiv of Noshim from Taf. Bilav kal v'choymen, nami motzi l'meilev, hakel mimatze, l'chayv noshim. But fill it like siv, noshim, v'hakel klal, sheken shitas, kol shnei ksuvim. So Taisa is samer di kikash, all of a sudden the Gemara is going on a tangent, and what's going off? Every shnei ksuvim aboim ke'echot works as follows, that I have a raya, you can't learn out for thamam motzinu. So the, if you can learn out from matzeh, that noshim achayiv by mitzvah shes man grum. Why did they have to say hakel? Is a raya? That's a gila you can't learn out from mamatzina. Here, all of a sudden, the Gemara says that. Why does it say hakel? I can learn out from taf. Why do you have to go over someone with luchesben with taf? I would learn out from matzah. And since the Torah didn't write hakel, it's a raya. You don't make a mamatzina from matzah. Yeah. Miyesh loyma the e like siv noshim. B'matzeh. No. Yishlam d'ilak siv noshim b'hakel havamine adarabe. If it wouldn't say noshim b'hakel havamine adarabe neilev rie b'hakel ma'oiles rie v'lifter k'dekom ala'el. That means Taisus is saying as follows. That if I would have a pasuk by matzah that tells us that noshim achayiv, a mitzvah says shazman gome. Now I have hakel. So I'll ask, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that achayiv by hakel? Let's learn now from matzah. So I say, no, I would make a gzeirah shav a hakel to riyah, just like riyah the potter, so the hakel they're also potter. That's why it has to say a pasuk by hakel. So you can't prove from that what I don't learn out hakel from matzah that it's snake sub maboim kechot, because I can't learn out hakel from matzah because I'll learn out hakel from riyah. So therefore the Gemara says, but from hakel gufe I could figure out that they're chayiv, because by hakel it says tafa chayiv. So if tafa chayiv, avadi gevis, noshim are also chayiv. So why does it have to say hakel? So the hakel is coming to tell us that dafke here noshim achayv mitzvah shes mangrome no lo vena. V'im toima kiven d'loy neilef chiyev da hakel mimatzeh. Since I can't learn out the chiyev da hakel from matzeh, because I would learn out instead of gzeir shaveh from riyah. Lomali the Oma, the Gemara says, Lichtev Rachmon Ematze Blei Boi Hakel. That was the Gemara's Kashin. Blei Boi Hakel. Blei Matze Nami Navkelon Chiyuve Bahakel Mitzfeilim. Bikal Vochoyma Tfeilim Chayovim Abad Vigibis Matze. The Gemara seems to be saying that I'm proving from Matze that since I could learn out from matzah in the Torah, the right hakel, zarayish next to maboim kechem. So Taisa said that's not true. If from matzah I can't learn out because I would learn out hakel from riyah. So the whole mekayer that hakel is meyuter is from taf. So why are you talking about matzah? V'yeshloime the iloy ksiv noshim b'matzah. No, it works. There's a combination. If it wouldn't say noshim b'matzeh, hava amine de mikal v'chayim lo yosu. This whole kal v'chayim madoch taf achayiv avada gibis noshim achayiv, I would never make such a kal v'chayma. Lo yoso noshim l'chayuv. Ditfeilim malu mi noshim. What kind of kal v'chayma do you have? Because madach tafis chayiv, avada gibis noshim achayiv. I got news for you. Taf, v'yeshloima. So Taisha says, the ilay ksiv noshim b'matzeh, have a mina de mikal v'chayma lo yoso noshim l'chayuv. If it would not say noshim by matzeh, I could never make the kal v'chayma from taf. Why? The tfeilim malu mi noshim. Tfeilim are better than noshim. Lefi sheboim lechlal chiyuv. Avol noshim ein soifon lovi lidei chiyuv. Eises taf b'schorim are potential mechuyovim. So the Torah said that you mechuyiv to bring them by hakel afilo before the chiyuv was chal b'poyim. Noshim, since it's a mitzvah seser, shazman gomit. So I would say that noshim, I wouldn't know. You can't learn out noshim from taf, because could be taf are better than noshim. Avol hashte. But that's how matzah comes in. Shemotzinu de noshim chayoviz pe matzah. Utveilim pturim. But now that I see that noshim are chayiv be matzah. Utveilim pturim. So from matzah I see that is not a true cheshbon. That which is a greater mechayiv, a potential, or someone who's not mechayiv. So I see by matzah that a potential mechayiv is less than an ishe. A taf for matzah and noshim are chayiv be matzah. So memele, so from matzah I see that noshim are better than taf. Is me'at anucha lodim mikal v'chayme behakel. So now, after the gilui of matzah, now I can learn how to kal v'chayme behakel. Eched de tveilim chayovim, ein edin shiye noshim chayovis. So me'mele, that is, so the gemore, so be'etzem this kal v'chayme is built after we know the halacha that taf are potter by matzah and noshim achayiv by matzah, so there we see that noshim are more chomer than taf, then we can make a kal v'chomer. So if taf are chayiv by hakel, so noshim azich achayiv by hakel. Now we have to understand bechlal the gemara is telling us that the posik by hakel is miyuta, because I could figure out the chi of noshim, a kal v'chomer, from taf. From matzah I see that taf are kil me noshim. But l'chayre, it is very difficult to understand how could you make such a kal v'chomer. The chi of taf is, and the parents to bring the taf. Taf loma boim, litain tzchal meviyayim, the Gemara says in Chagigah. But it's not a chiyuv atzmi. So how could I learn that noshim am mechuyiv mitzad atzmam? Let's say bayoy. The chiyuv of noshim cannot be greater than the chiyuv of taf. So the pasuk wanted to tell us that noshim themselves are mechuyiv. That's why it says noshim. So it's not miyuta. I saw this aore in the Marit. The Rishash Tachsme also mentions this aore. Ramesh and the Oris mentions this aore. I don't understand exactly what they want, what they're answering on this aore.